I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi says Nigeria should be divided in two to avoid more bloodshed. He made those comments following last week's deadly Muslim attacks on Christians in Jos, which saw up to 500 Christians killed. Despite the unrest, One Hope's founder Bob Hoskins says their work in the schools continues. It's being met with some resistance as workers have been beaten. However, churches are being started. And before becoming a Christian, Andrew Palau was enslaved by drug and alcohol abuse. Now serving under his father's ministry, the Louise Palau Association, Palau will be traveling to England next month to reach out to youth with similar struggles. Speaking on bullying, drugs, and alcohol, Palau will share with these youth how they can find freedom and hope in Christ. The event will also include music and a skateboard and bicycle stunt team to cater to the interest of the kids. Mission at Work News, a service of Cornerstone University. Be an MNN fan on Facebook. You can find a link at our website, Mission at Work News.org. I'm Greg Yoder.